This right here is what happens when you refuse to take a stand. This is what happens when you decide to bend the knee instead of standing on your own 2 feet. I have a lot of different nicknames for social justice warriors, one of which is the unappeasables. I call them that for a reason. You can't appease these people. No amount of virtue signaling, no amount of grandstanding, no amount of apologizing, no amount of sensitivity training, none of that will satisfy them. I don't understand. I cannot fathom why these powerful institutions continue bending their knee to the shit fucks. Most of the time when they find themselves being bombarded by social media pressure, they feel like they're in a lose-lose situation, but it ain't lose-lose. There is a way to win. The shit fucks, they're going to be bitter regardless. If you apologize, the apology won't be good enough. If you make accommodations, they'll find a way to twist your kind gesture into mythical racism. The white girls received extra grapes in their fruit basket. If you find yourself in a situation where you're required to play bongo defense, there's only one defensive scheme that works. You take a stand. Follow the golden rule here on the channel, which is never, ever, 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 I mean ever, apologize to the rectum respecters. 3 months ago, BYU violated the golden rule, and they're still facing the consequences today. Do you guys remember Rachel Richardson, double R? She was the young woman whose mind was infiltrated by her fairy godmother, Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice had this poor young woman convinced that she was a victim of mythical racism. It was a huge scandal. Hospitals were filled to capacity for weeks dealing with woke boners throughout the mainstream media. I can't get this thing to go down. It's been like this for days. My balls feel like they're in my stomach and I identify as a woman. Beetlejuice, double R. They falsely accused students at BYU of yelling racial slurs at her during a volleyball game. Long story short, this was all fabricated bullshit. It was nothing but a fairy tale that the founders of Black Lives Matter read to their children before bed. Numerous investigations were conducted. Not one piece of video or audio evidence was found. Of the 5, maybe 10,000 people in the arena that day, not one person came forward to confirm Rachel Richardson's story. She couldn't even get her teammates to support her. Now, of course, she had all the support she needed in the mainstream media, which, by the way, our favorite Star Trek virgin, Mikey Freeman at USA Today, I am still waiting on your retraction. I know you thought I forgot, but Casey forgets nothing. Mikey Freeman, you said you would be the first in line if this claim of racism ended up being mythical racism. Now, I know you've been busy. You've been filming Star Trek porn with your Captain Kirk action figures and your emotional support shovel. But when you're ready to confirm your grade A shitfuck status, KC will be waiting with the stamp of approval. But anyway, once Rachel Richardson was exposed for what she was, a young woman trying to exploit her race for her 15 minutes of fame, that should have been in the story, right? Right? Now, that would have been the case had BYU taken a stand, had they defended themselves. Instead, they went into panic mode. We eliminated the student section. We are requiring all students to attend diversity training. During chapel services, we are now praying to the oak tree. We have replaced all pictures of Jesus with a painting of Black Jesus. Please, please accept us. How did that work out for BYU? Did anyone in the media retract their stories of mythical racism? Not only were there no retractions, the media is still refusing today to acknowledge that this situation was fabricated. Headline at the Salt Lake Tribune, Pacific cancels volleyball match with BYU over Duke racial slur allegations. Allegations? Allegations? Clearly, the Salt Lake Tribune speaks a different language than the rest of us. I was under the impression that an allegation was a claim made by someone without offering proof. 3 months ago, this was an allegation. Today, it's confirmed bullshit. We have all the proof we need. Now, before I explain why Pacific canceled this volleyball match, let me take a second to introduce you guys to the Pacific volleyball team. These young women, oh, they're so inspiring. 2 months ago, they joined Rachel Richardson in her fight against mythical racism by wearing all black t-shirts. Ooh, I'm so inspired. they participated in a blackout racism campaign. Now, what did the campaign consist of? They sent out woke mating calls on social media, then proceeded to continue losing volleyball games. Ooh, I'm so inspired. 3 weeks ago, they uploaded a video to Instagram trying to recruit potential shitfucks to become future losers. This video was meant to show the abundance of diversity at Pacific. And oh, this is one diverse campus in Stockton, California. Now, I've muted the sound for copyright reasons, but watch this for yourself. Whoa, I mean, whoa, Pacific, I think you're going overboard with the diversity here. I haven't seen that many white women in one place since Deadspin organized their last Karen conference hosted by the one true Karen, Karan Phillips. Pacific, they were scheduled to travel to Provo, Utah on Thursday to face BYU in a volleyball match that no one gives a shit about. It was announced yesterday that Pacific was canceling this match with BYU. Why? We don't want to be exposed to a hostile, racist environment. We are doing our part to combat mythical racism. First of all, what environment are we talking about? This claim has already been debunked. It never happened. Second, isn't this like almost a case of reverse discrimination? I mean, just think about it. Pacific is fighting mythical racism, mythical discrimination, by discriminating against the Mormons. Once again, according to the shitfucks, the answer to fighting mythical discrimination is actual discrimination. Now, Pacific has every right not to compete in this volleyball match, but I found it strange. They had no issue competing against BYU last month. BYU traveled to Pacific on October 15th during homecoming weekend. Didn't hear any complaints then. All of a sudden, three weeks later, they're afraid of being exposed to a hostile environment? If Pacific wants to forfeit games, they should have to forfeit the rest of the season. If you don't want to play, sit your ass home. But my biggest issue here is not with Pacific. This campus of WokeU, like I said, is located in Stockton, California. This is the type of behavior I expect from a group of aspiring shitfucks. 10 years from now, most of the girls on this volleyball team, they will be identifying as garden tools. My biggest issue here is with BYU. Clearly, BYU has learned absolutely nothing in the last 3 months. If I'm the athletic director at BYU, I get this call forfeiting a volleyball game over claims of mythical racism. You know how I'm responding to that call? Thanks for the win. Enjoy pounding Browning. What does Tom Holmoe, and yes, that's his real name, what does Tom Holmoe, the athletic director at BYU, do? This dude, once again, bends over and begs for Pound My Brown Cake. He reached out to Pacific, offering to move the game to a neutral site. He offered to meet them in person to discuss their concerns and do everything he could to alleviate them. He explained that his student athletes have been undergoing diversity training. What the fuck is diversity training? I really didn't know. I had to look it up. Diversity training increases cultural awareness, knowledge, and communication. Okay, that tells me absolutely nothing. So I looked up an example of diversity training. An example would be a positive space where you're educated on gender identification and romantic sexual orientation. I get it now. Diversity training's a safe space where the bearded woman next to me feels comfortable identifying as an apple and spreading her seed to the grapefruit. After this cancellation was announced, BYU issued a statement that was clearly written by some pimply-faced lawyer fresh off receiving his diploma from WokeU. We recognize the challenges of racism in our society. We want to come together to address these issues. Can this administration at BYU, can they really be this stupid? You're the one being discriminated against. If there's any victim in this situation, it's the staff, it's the students at BYU. But for some reason, they keep acting like they've done something wrong. If I had a kid at BYU, if I was paying tuition for my kid at BYU, I would yank their ass out of that school today. It's one thing to make this mistake the first time. You've probably never been in a situation before where you're being accused of violating the woke commandments when you really weren't in violation. You panic, you try to appease these people, butter their bongos. I get it. Well, I don't get it, but I can at least sympathize with your situation. But to do this twice, are there any men working at BYU? What are you so afraid of? This was a proven hoax. It wasn't real. And here you are, continuing to act like you've done something wrong, continuing to acknowledge this existence of mythical racism and what you're doing to combat the problem. What problem? Where's the problem? Maybe you guys are seeing something I'm not. Let me know. You tell me the problem. Also, give me your thoughts on Pacific canceling a volleyball game against BYU over a fairy tale. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.